Hey people, this is Aram. After the werewolf episode, Diana wrote a short story about an Armenian lycanthropy myth, the Mardigail. It touched me, and I asked her if she would record it so we could produce the story and share it with you. So please welcome back Diana, as she tells us a werewolf story.
She was a child when she first heard the tale of the Mardigail. Everyone knew that if a woman sinned too severely, the wolf woman would appear to her and curse her with a magical pelt. And each night, for 7 years, she would be forced to wear it and transform into a feral beast. Unable to stop the wolf's hunger, she would devour those she loved until penance had been paid. To her surprise, the wolf woman instead appeared to her on her darkest night as she huddled in shock by the fire in the hearth. The creature stood up, shedding its pelt to reveal a beautiful woman with dark hair and yellow eyes. The woman approached her, and as she wrapped the pelt around her shoulders, she whispered,
"You have 7 years."
Frightened of what the wolf might make her do, she stared at the pelt each night from her bed for near a month before she finally reached for it and carefully put it on. As her beastly form revealed itself beneath the pelt, she understood that she was never meant to be the one who was afraid. She took her time through those 7 years. First, she came for the preacher, who condemned her to the congregation. Then the livestock of her family, who disowned her for her shame. The witnesses, who stood by silent, she came for them slowly year by year. Saving him for last, on the 7th anniversary, she finally came for the man who sinned against her. Up close, the wolf's eyes let her see clearly the way he wore the age of 7 years like 20 as he waited for his fate. That night, when the wolf woman returned, they sat together by the fire, huddled under the pelt in a comfortable silence for a time. Just before dawn, the creature leaned her head closer to the woman's ear and asked in a whisper,
"Did you make them pay?"
She nodded contently.
"Good."
The creature kissed her gently on the top of the head before she took back the pelt, putting it back over her own shoulders as her true form returned.
Thank you for joining Kill Every Monster and our good friend Diana with her tale of the Armenian werewolf, the Mardigail. Music from this episode by Ilya Kaplan. Find out more about the show at killeverymonster.com.